Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
It's great to be here with you. If you don't know who I am, my name is Sean W. Smith. Really, I'm no one of great consequence. I'm just a guy who loves Jesus and are crazy passionate about seeing kids grow up to become all that God wants them to be. I want to see families thrive, succeed. And I just reckon that God's amazing. And I just think that he loves you so ridiculously much. And sometimes we just don't give him credit for how much he loves us. And sometimes we just don't believe that he loves us as much as he does. And so I'm so, so grateful for the opportunity to come and sow generationally into you as a church and into the young people. And I just want to say, I noticed when I drove in this morning, there was a sign at the roundabout that said family service today, and I want to thank everyone that doesn't have children that you didn't do a U-turn and drive back out. Thank you for being here, because I want to tell you, God is a generational God. And the reason I know this is because Jesus came, and when he came into the world, he came as a little baby. Ever thought about that? I mean, if God could have saved Jesus 30 years on this planet, he could have just sent him straight down as an adult, smashed out 3 years of ministry, saved the world, died on the cross, boom, back with the Father. He could have. Yet he sent him as a child, because God's generational, because God loves people, because family was God's idea, because kids, God loves you ridiculously so much. And that the enemy, He'll wake you up and tell you that God doesn't love you because he didn't answer your prayer. God will tell you that God doesn't love you because this is happening in your life, or this is happening, or your marriage broke up, or that person broke up with you. You're going through a hard time with your finances, your health. I want to tell you, the devil's a liar and God loves you and he's amazing. And today you're in for a great morning, because today we get the opportunity to show each other how bad we can dance. And so I know for all the introverts here today, you're like, I forgot he makes us dance. Why did we come today? But today is practice for going out into the world and being Jesus. Because if you want to be Jesus to your friends, kids, it's going to take some courage. Amen? You cannot shine Jesus without people noticing. Have you ever played a game of hide and seek in the dark? Who's played Spotlight before? None of the adults. Great. Okay. We play Spotlight. You play hide and seek in the dark. So my family and I, my two kids and I and my wife, we live in a caravan. So it's one of our favorite games. We turn all the lights off and we say, kids, you go hide. And we have a spotlight. We have a torch. And they go hide. And the kids love it. They hide, you know, behind the pillow. And they're like, it's dark. And when it's dark, it's easy to hide because you feel like no one can see me. I can hide over here behind these flowers. And if it's pitch black and you walk in the room, you probably won't see me, right? But when you get a torch and you start walking around as the spotter and you shine it, and when someone shines the torch on where you're hiding, it's impossible to hide because the light lights up what is dark. Guess what? Jesus said in Matthew, you are the light of the world. And the world's a dark place because they don't have Jesus. So kids, when you go to school, guess what you are? You're light. And when you go to school, you can't help but shine Jesus' love. You can't help it because he's in here. When you go to work and your boss is rude to you and mean to you, you get the privilege of not responding by how you feel, but by grace and showing the love of Jesus. Because you see, the world has heard it all. The world has heard, oh, God loves you. Oh, you're going to hell. This, that, the other. They just haven't seen enough people actually live it out. Because if they saw enough people live it out, our church buildings would be full. Because people would get to know the real Jesus. So when I meet someone and I talk to them, my kids, about Jesus, because that's what we're called to do, talk to people about Jesus, your friends. Can't help it. I love it. If you hang out with me, you'll discover I love the West Coast Eagles. I love food and I love Jesus. It'll come up in natural conversation. And when I talk to people about Jesus, they're kind of like, I'm not really religious. I'm like, neither am I. We've got that in common. They're like, what do you go to church? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not religious. I just love Jesus. I just believe God loves me. And begin to talk to people about it. And they're like, well, I don't believe because of X, Y, and Z, they met someone who did this, or someone hurt them. They went to church once and they did this. And I just say, you know what? I'm really sorry that that happened to you. I'm really sorry that that person didn't represent my Father, who he really is. Because when I read the Bible, Jesus is amazing and he loved people and he was gracious and he was loving and kind. And do you know what? We get the privilege to do that. So kids, today we're going to rock out and we're going to make Jesus loud, and I'm going to look for some amazing people. Hand up if you reckon you're pretty amazing. You should have your hand up. God doesn't make anything but amazing. I am going to look for some amazing people to give away one of my brand new DVDs. This is my brand new DVD. It only came out a few months ago. And I'm going to give this away to someone who is rocking what they've got. Look at the person next to you and say, rock what you've got. Some of the adults are like, it's been a long time since I've rocked anything. Now, I want to tell you that it's in you. And it's called the Holy Spirit. And we've got to rock it wherever we go. So if you're a really bad dancer, I want you to totally rock at being a bad dancer. If you are an awful singer, rock at being an awful singer. If you're amazingly good looking, rock at being that. Whatever it is that you are, that you have, just be it. Because I was looking at your praise and worship team this morning and I was like, wow, they are so talented. I was listening to some of the guys and the girls sing. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that there's people in this church who are a better singer than me. In fact, I know there are. In fact, I know there's people in this church who can play music, instruments, better than what I am as a musician. There are better looking people than me in this church. There are people with more money than me in this church. There's people with way more than what I have. So I'm like, God, why'd you pick me? Do you know why? Because he loves me. And he loves you. And God doesn't care about your talent. He just wants your life. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give this away to someone who's rocking what you've got. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with a song called Free. Everyone say Free. And here's what we're going to do, parents. I know some of you don't like to dance, or as my dad would say, son, I'm stuck in a body that just won't let me dance. But here's what we're going to do. This song is called Free, and it goes like this. It goes, hold on, hold on. Can you try that with me, kids and adults? Hold on, hold on. It goes, what are we running from? Woo, all right. What do we get ourselves in such a huff and a puff when hard things happen? God's with us. He loves us. He's for us. And then it goes like this. Slow down, slow down. Now, the dads are not going to like this, but too bad. Slow down, slow down. All right. You take that thought now, that thought that says I'm no good, that thought that says I'm not good enough. God couldn't use me, or there's no way in the world I'm doing that dance move here with you this morning, Sean. Take that thought now, because you've been set free from what people think about you. You've been set free from the expectations the world puts on you. You're free to be all that God made you to be. And the chorus goes, jump up. We turn around and sing with me, whoa-oh, whoa-oh-oh. You don't have to do the hip wiggle if you don't want. I'm just, you know, going over and above. And you got to shout out, I'm free. Can you do that? One, two, three. I'm free. Now, I know there's some people, you're teenagers. You're like, there's no way I'm doing this, Sean. I don't care what you say. I'm not doing it. And I want to challenge you and say walking with Jesus is not comfortable. It's not, right? And dancing in public is not comfortable. And if you think that the first time I stood up here to dance, I loved it, you'd be wrong. I used to play the guitar and make everyone else dance because I didn't want to. And the Holy Spirit convicted me and he said, Sean, it's your pride. Die to yourself. I don't want to. Die to myself. I don't want to. And do you know what I learned? It's a true lesson. I learned that, wow, I'm living by how I feel rather than truth. I feel embarrassed, so I won't do it. I don't feel like talking to the person next to me about Jesus on the plane because I'm embarrassed about what they might say, what they might think. But the truth is they need him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if we can't do this in church, how are we going to tell and live it out when we go out there? Now, I'm not saying because you don't dance this morning, you don't love Jesus. I'm just saying we've got to be people who don't live by how we feel all the time and live by what is truth. And the truth is there's a whole world who needs Jesus. And there's a whole world going to hell and their sins are fully paid for. Fully paid for. But they're going there because they don't know Jesus. What a privilege we get to live it out. So this morning, as we sing, as we rock what we've got, I want to encourage you. We are called to be light wherever we go. So jump on your feet, church. Come on, let's do this song. It's called Free. We're going to bust it out. Tell the person next to you, you were born to dance. Here we go. Goes like this. All right, come on. Put your hands together this morning. He loves you. He's good. Here we go now. The Lord is my light. He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? Don't have to be scared. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? All right, hold on. You ready? So hold on, hold on. What are we running from? Hold on, hold on. You're doing good. All right, you ready, dads? Slow down, slow down. Proud of you. Take that thought now. Now you have been set free. Everybody jump, go, jump up. Now turn around, sing with me. Here we go. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, turn around, sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Oh, yeah. All right, put your hands together now, LLC. The Lord is my light. He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? I don't have to be scared. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? Hold on, you ready? Hold on, hold on. What am I running from? Hold on, hold on. All right, this side, let's see you go. Slow down, slow down, slow. Proud of you guys. Take that thought now, is you who been set free. Everybody jump, go, jump up and turn around and sing with me. And whoa, 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 I'm free. Jump up, now turn around and sing with me. Whoa, 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 I'm free. All right, put your hands together. If you love Jesus, say yeah. Come on now, here we go, everybody now. Gonna live my life. I'm gonna shine his light. I'm gonna be all that Jesus. All right, can you sing? Hold on, nice and loud. You ready? Hold on, hold on. What are we running from? Hold on, hold on. You got it. Come on this side. Slow down, slow. That's it. You take that thought now. You have been set free. Everybody rock. Go, jump up and turn around. Sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. I'm free. Jump up, turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Yeah, come on, give yourself a big hand this morning. God bless you. You can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, you were terrible. Woo! Oh, nothing like a bit of edification of one another in the house of the Lord. Oh, I know. I'm a terrible dancer and I know it. Oh, isn't it good to have fun in the house of God? I know that was torture for some people, but it's good to have fun. And I want to tell you, it's healthy and important for our kids to see you smile when you come to the house of God. Amen? Because you have hobbies and passions, right? And I want to tell you, it is very, very easy. Hand up. Now, I'm going to watch this. Kids, hand up if you could tell me one thing that your mum or your daddy really, really loves, and not you. Not you can't just say you, okay, because we already know that. One thing your mum or dad really are passionate about, they really love, or a hobby that they have. Okay, let's test it out. I'm going to ask you, tell me, who are you going to tell me about, mum or dad?
Mum.
Okay, what does mum really love? Don't embarrass her.
Me.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, who? Obviously, it's good that you have great self-awareness and confidence. That's great. Do you know something that your mum really, really loves or that she's passionate about, a hobby she has? You're not helping my point. What does she love to do?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Mum, this is not good. Where's mum? No, don't, I won't embarrass you, mum. It's fine. Do you know what? What's really important is this. We want our kids to not only know that we're passionate about sewing or this or that hobby or fixing cars, doing this. Because it's very easy to pass on your hobby to your children. For instance, I go for the West Coast Eagles. My son goes for the West Coast Eagles. Some would call it brainwashing, maybe. Others would call it, he sees my passion. I can take him to the game. He can watch the players on TV. It's a hobby is a physical thing. Do you understand? It's a physical thing you can take your kids to. You can demonstrate. They can touch. They can feel. And it's easy to pass on a hobby to your child or a passion to your child. Passing on a spiritual passion to your children is far more complicated because they cannot see with their physical eyes. You can't take your kids downtown Melbourne and go, there's Jesus, kids. Let's go say hi. Right? You can't do that. So they have to see it lived out in your life, which is why getting in the house of God is so important, because you get them in an atmosphere of faith around other like-minded people. And we believe in faith that there would be joy in your spirit. So when you come to church like this, your kids don't see that. And I'm not saying you got to fake it, but I'm saying we've got to be people who know that God loves us no matter what we feel like. God knows, God loves us no matter what we're going through. The kids, no matter what anybody says to you, I don't care what they say about it. If they call you a loser, they call you names, they push you around, you are so loved by God. So when you wake up in the morning, you get up and you go, He loves me. God loves me. Just like you knew your mum loves you. You know it because you see it every day. My mummy loves me. So here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a song. And this song we're going to do is called Not Ashamed. It's one of my favorites. And it's all about walking, living, not ashamed, knowing that God loves you, knowing that you're amazing and He cares for you greatly. And here's what you got to do. It goes like this. I'll never be ashamed of His name. It goes like this. Can you try that? 1, 2, 3. You don't have to do the I just made that up. And it goes, and then you got to shout, no way. 1, 2, 3. No way. It goes, Jesus will shout your fame. And the chorus goes, hey. 1, 2, 3. Hey. It goes, we'll never be ashamed. You're the way. W. You're the truth. And you're the life today. You have to do the L the other way. Otherwise, it's not actually a letter. Okay. Way, truth, life today. All right. You got that? We're going to bust this out. So here's what we're going to do. Parents, adults. I know some of you are really keen to dance, but this is just a song for the kids. I'm very sorry. Is that okay? Some of the parents are like, yes. So kids, I want you to jump on your feet right now. And we're going to do the song called Not Ashamed. And the parents are going to help us and sing it out. It goes a bit like this. Let's bust it out. Come on now. When I hear the beat come in, I want you to put your hands together. Because Jesus says, you are somebody. Are you ready? Come on now. Here we go. So, clap your hands now, everybody, and pump your fists, cause you're somebody. You play the guitar like a rock star. You've been forgiven now, I've got a new start. Never be ashamed of your name. No way, Jesus will shout your fame. Here we go. Hey, I'll never be ashamed. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life today. Ready? Hey, I'm going one way. Your light shines brighter in me every day. Stamp your feet now. So stamp your feet now, everybody. And jump around, cause you're somebody. You play the guitar like a rock star. You've been forgiven and I've got a new start. Never be ashamed of your name. No way, Jesus will shout your fame. Here we go. Hey, I'll never be ashamed. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life today. And hey, I'm going one way. Your light shines brighter in me every day. And hey, I'll never be ashamed. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life today. And hey, I'm going one way. Your light shines brighter in me every day. I'll never be ashamed of your name. No, Jesus, I'll shout your fame. And every day I want to see your light shining in me. I'll never be ashamed of your name. No, Jesus, I'll shout your fame. And every day I want to see your light shining in me. One, two, three. I'll never be ashamed. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the light today. Ready? Hey, I'm going one way. Your light shines brighter in me every day. And hey, I'll never be ashamed. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the light today. And hey, I'm going one way. Your light shines brighter in me every day. Come on, give yourself a big hand. Great job, kids. Awesome. You can have a seat. Well done. Not ashamed. Man, I hope you know God's not embarrassed by you. Did you know that? Do you know when you make a mistake, God doesn't go, "Ah, how embarrassing." Did you know that? But it's crazy. We think that when we mess up that God's mad. Or when we mess up and we do something wrong that we know we need to kind of wait at least half an hour to an hour before we could really pray and say, "God, I'm sorry." That's not how God works. You know the story of the prodigal son? About how the son comes to his dad and says, "Hey, Dad, give me my inheritance early. I want it now." And the dad had every right, justified in the natural, to be mad at, like, "How dare you come and do this? How dare you come and speak to me like that and have this?" But he showed the love of the father. He said, "Okay." And he gave him everything. And the son went off and he just wasted it. He spent it on all kinds of things, had lots of friends. But guess what? His money ran out. And then he realized, "Oh my goodness, I have nothing." And he's eating the food with the pigs. Who knows, things are pretty bad when you're eating food with the pigs, right? And he goes, "You know what? This is crazy. What am I doing here? What am I eating food with the pigs? I should go back and be a servant in my father's house." He didn't even think. He thought, "After what I've done, there's no way my father will call me son again. But maybe he'll let me be a servant." And as he goes back to his surprise, he sees his dad sees him coming in the distance. The Bible says he took off his cloak. I love this. And it says the father ran. He didn't just walk. He didn't wait for the son to come. He ran to go meet his son who had done the wrong thing and wasted and being rude and disrespectful. And he came to and he embraced him. The Bible said he put his coat on him. He put a signet ring on his finger. He said, "Call in the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. My son was lost, is now found." You know, when you mess up, when you get in trouble at home, God wants you to know he's not mad at you. He's saying, "Come on, come back to me. Jesus, help me today. I know I was rude to mum. I know I was disobedient. Please help me to not live by my feelings and help me to live by what I know I need to do." God wants us to live and walk that out. Because you see, the world's not used to that. The world goes, "You do the wrong thing. Why would the person who's been offended, why would the person who's been done the wrong thing too, why would they forgive you?" The world doesn't know that because the world knows self. And there are really kind, nice people in the world, but the ways of the kingdom is not the ways of man. Amen? It's different. And that's why when Jesus came, people were like, this guy is not what we thought. This guy is not what we expected. But I want to tell you, people were attracted to it. Have you read the scriptures? It says, when Jesus came into town, a multitude of people followed him. A multitude. And for some reason, we just seem to discredit that. "Oh, well, you know, I don't know if I want to talk about Jesus." Because if you say the word Jesus out loud, not in a swearing context, people stop and look at you. Because the name of Jesus gets attention. And when you begin to talk about it, we kind of feel a bit embarrassed about it. But I tell you, people were attracted to Jesus because he was different. He had something that they weren't used to seeing. And we get the privilege to walk that out. I want to do you a little demonstration on the stage. Have a look here, kids. I've got a chair. A long time ago, I'm sure there was someone standing in a church service like this. And the preacher was preaching for hours and it was really boring. And they were all standing up and someone thought, gee, my legs are tired. I just don't think I can stand up anymore. And then they had the idea to invent a chair. Now, I can't say that that's actually true, but it's an example. And they invented a chair, and a chair is designed for you to sit on. So you can rest your legs when the preacher's going too long. But if you want, you don't have to use a chair for that. A chair has many other purposes. You could use a chair as a soccer ball if you really wanted. Look at that. Excellent. Soccer ball, playing soccer. The problem is that when I use a chair for a soccer ball, yep, I can do that. But the problem is it hurts my foot. So yes, I can use a chair as a soccer ball, but it's not really what it was designed to do, right? And this, let me give you an example. So actually, you can do it, but it's not comfortable. Look at this. I got a ball over here. Look at this. This is amazing. This is a ball. One day there was a kid who was really bored. He was kicking around a piece of paper, kicking around a box, and thought, I should create a ball. You can bounce a ball. You can throw a ball. You can kick a ball. You can do all kinds of things with a ball because that's what it's made for. But if you really, really want, you know what you can do with a ball? You can sit on it. That was not deliberate. Right? You can sit on a ball, but it's not really a comfortable chair. Right? If you're going to sit like this for too long as an adult, it's not really comfortable. But you can sit on it. I want to tell you, this is what happened. God created every single one of you, and he made you into something. He created you for a purpose and a reason. And maybe God created you to be a ball. And here's what happens. God set you up, and this is your purpose. And the enemy comes along and he whispers in your ear and says, God can't really use you for that. There's no way God could use you to do something amazing, significant, powerful. Do you know what you were meant to do? You're meant to be a chair. And so you use your life as a chair, but it just doesn't ever seem to fit right. You think, I don't know what I'm doing. It just doesn't, I just feel like God couldn't really use me really that great. Or maybe you are a chair. And God created you for someone else to sit on. It's not a comfortable picture, is it? You're created by God as a seat. And the enemy goes, no, you weren't. God doesn't want your kids in the house. God doesn't want you to use your gift for his kingdom. God wants you to use it for yourself, for this. Well, God couldn't use you to speak, to do that. Now, you're a soccer ball. You go, okay, I'm doing what God, I think I'm supposed to be doing, but it just doesn't feel right. Because the enemy knows that if you lived out what God created you to do, you would impact the people around you and you'd be fruitful. And the devil doesn't want your life to flourish the way God wants it to. And for some reason, there's way too many people sitting in church congregations who are living like this. And they come to church every Sunday and you can still be kicking your chair instead of living what God says. I want to tell you, God doesn't care how old you are, kids. He says, I created you for a reason. And when you do and live out what I created you for, your life will be fruitful. And it will energize you. And it will bless you. And you'll impact people around you. And I want to tell you, we were created by God to worship him, to shine him, to live for him. So here's what we're going to do right now. I want to show you a little song on the screen, and it's called Shine. It's about walking and living out all that God's asked of you, and it's from my brand new DVD, and I want to show it to you now. And it's all about shining for Jesus and making him loud. So I hope you enjoy it. Check it out. It goes a little bit like this.
Clap your hands as we give him praise. Lift his name higher. City on a hill can't be hidden away. You are the light of the world, so don't hide it. Jesus, the Redeemer, has filled you with power. From shine. Come on, everybody, dance for joy as we lift his name. Jump a little higher, follow. Christ in me, I can do all things through Christ in me. I can do all things through Christ in me, in me. Shine from the inside, shine His light.
Awesome. Shine, shine, shine. All right. So, who wants this DVD? Ooh, all right. Here's what we're going to do. Look, even some. Oh, I thought they were adults putting their hand up the back there. I thought, wow, that's awesome. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song right now. It's going to give you the opportunity to shine. It's one of my favorite songs. It's called The Jesus Workout. Hand up if you reckon the person next to you should be doing more exercise. Wonderful. Well, here's what we're going to do. The song's a bit of a pump out. Because if we're going to shine Jesus, we got to practice. Did you know there's nothing wrong with practicing walking out Jesus at home? I do it all the time. I pretend to witness to my shower door in the shower. I do. That gives me confidence to go do it when I go meet someone in the real world. And I'm like, Holy Spirit says, you should talk to them about Jesus. And my flesh goes, no. But I'm like, I practice. You know, it's the first day you go to the gym and you're a bit overweight, it's hard work, right? That's why I avoid the gym at all costs. But we've got to be like that with our spirit. And we can be like, Lord, every day, help me to trust you more. Help me to follow you and obey your commands and shine a light where I go. Here's what we got to do. Two fists in front of you like this. It goes one, two, three. And you've got to go, boom. Let me hear you say one, two, three, boom. All right. Now, here's what you got to do. You got to jump to your feet right now. Moms and dads, grandparents, teenagers, young adults. I know some of you are like, I was really comfortable in my seat. I just got my seat warm. I don't really want to stand up. But I promise you, it'll be worth it. This song's called The Jesus Workout. Look at the person next to you and say, let's work out. Here we go. Goes a little bit like this. All right, put your hands together. Come on, LMC. You know you want to. Come on over this side. All these young people, I see you. You're all fit. You got six packs. Come on now. Here we go right now. Get your hands up. Get your hands up in the air, whoa, oh, oh. Now wave your hands now, wave your hands now everywhere, oh, oh, oh. We get our knees low, get our knees low, here we go, oh, oh, yeah. Now get your hands up, get your hands up in the air, oh, oh. We're singing, it's the Jesus workout. Gotta get your life aligned with him. All right, get a clap and a little sway, all right? Gonna pump our fists. Pump your fists like this. Pump your fists now. Pump your fists now in the air. Whoa, oh, oh. Now move your elbows, parents. Elbows everywhere. There is a six-pack in there somewhere, I think. Get your knees high. We'll get our knees high in the sky. Ah, ah, yeah. Pump your fists now. Fist now in the air, whoa, oh, we're singing, it's the Jesus workout. You gotta get your everybody this way, one, two, three, we go, boom, back to now get the lean now, boom, one, two, let me hear you, boom, back to
by 3 week old boom. I said, hey, you, what do you see? Jesus living inside of me. Come on, hey, you, do you know he is with me where I go? Alright, now, we're going to do some funky actions. I need you all to move with me, alright? I'll be your gym instructor. Here we go. I said, 1, 2, 3. Everybody to the left. To the right. We take it low, everybody. Now up high. Take it back. Now to the front. Turn around. And let me see you jump. See now, hey, you, what do you see? I said, Jesus living inside of me. It's true, hey, you, do you know he is with me? Where can we go? 1, 2, 3. We go boom. Back, 2, 3. We go boom. 1, 2, everybody. Boom. Back, 2, 3. Here we go. Get your hands up. Get your hands up in the air. Whoa, oh, oh. Wave your hands now. Hands down everywhere. Oh, oh, oh. Get your knees low. Get your knees low. Here we go. Oh, oh, yeah. Get your hands up. Get your hands up in the air. Whoa, oh. We're singing. It's the Jesus workout. You gotta get your life aligned with it. Hey, give yourself a big hand this morning. Great job. Awesome. You can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, you on fire now, baby. Woo! Born to dance. All right. So, here's what we're going to do. I said I was looking for an amazing person rocking what they've got. The problem is there's a lot of people rocking what they've got and one free DVD to give away. So, I figured I can either cut it up into 20 small pieces or I could do one more special song with our amazing kids. But I need some amazing kids to come and help me up here. I was wondering if there was anyone born for the stage here. You know, sometimes at concerts, I just have random kids walk up. I'm like, yep, they were born for it. Okay, here we go. I would like you to come up with me. Yes, that'd be great. And yes, you right here, you were definitely born for the stage. I can see that. Ooh, yes, you up the very back there. Yes. And who else will we get? No mums and dads with their hands up. Fascinating. Let me see. Ooh, yes, would you come? And let me see. Ooh, yes, you can come. And please don't be like, oh my goodness, if he doesn't pick me, he doesn't like me. I really do like you. I just can't have everyone. Let me think. I need some more. Handsome. Boy, ridiculously handsome. Look at that. Woo, look out, ladies. Oh, and yes, you right there. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Now, the thing is, they have no idea what they've volunteered for, so you could be grateful that you didn't get picked in a minute. Now, here's what we're going to do. This song we're going to do is called Forgiveness Groove, and it's one of my favorites because who knows, forgiving somebody that's hurt you doesn't come naturally, right? It's a choice. Would you say forgiveness is a choice? I would say forgiveness is a choice. I'd say if someone hurt your feelings or did something mean to you, the natural response is to want to be offended, right? Or to be upset. And that's the way that when we're born into a sinful world, that's how it is naturally. So when your brother or your sister comes up to you and they push you or they hit you or they snatch something off you, your immediate response is revenge. How will I get them back? Yet Jesus says to love your enemies, to pray for them, to mistreat them. No, he didn't say that. Creating this day, I give you a new command. Mistreat your enemies. That's not in the Bible, kids. But Jesus does the complete opposite of what seems normal and logical. And you go, how can you do that? When someone offends you, cuts you off in traffic, that's hard, especially when you're late. And you're like, God says we get the privilege of showing the world his love. And forgiving one another is one way that we can do that. And so this song is called Forgiveness Groove. And it's about a kid at school who called Johnny. And we all had a kid called Johnny at school.
And he walked around, he act like he owns the whole school. You know, Johnny's got his little gang. And when they walk in, everyone's like, uh-oh. Anyone remember a Johnny at your school? And occasionally Johnny would come up and tell you what he thinks of you. You're a loser. You're no good. Knock your books out of your hand. Do all kinds of things. And it's easy to go, I just want to get that kid and go, rah. And then you go, hang on a second. I love Jesus. We're going to be like, Lord, would you help me shine your light to kids like Johnny? Because I want to tell you, I'm going to let you in on a secret as we do this song. I want you to listen carefully. The reason people are mean, the reason people are rude, the reason people want to offend is because they don't know their God-given value. So how in the world would they know your God-given value if they don't know their own? And you think about that for a second. Every bully at school, the reason they hurt and push other people is because they're not comfortable with who they are. So they think, I've got to dominate, I've got to push my agenda, I've got to show myself that I'm worth it, that I'm the best, that I'm this. You see, but God already says, you're amazing. So if they're mean to you, it means they don't know really who God says they are. God says they're amazing. God says he loves them. So when they offend you, you don't have to be offended. You can be like, okay, that hurt my feelings. But I feel really sad for you because you don't know how much God loves you. And maybe I get the privilege of, rather than fighting back, saying something silly back, what seems logical, I get the privilege of showing his love and his forgiveness and his grace so that they'll go, wow, there's something different about that guy. And every time they try to hurt you, to realize, oh my goodness, nobody can hurt me except what I allow them to. And I'm discovering now, nobody can actually offend me unless I allow them to. Nobody can hurt my feelings unless I give them permission to. It doesn't stop them from saying mean things about me. It just means I'm going to choose to not be offended because I know my worth doesn't come from what you say. My worth comes from what he says about me. And we need to teach our kids this. Did you know that 25% of kids in primary school suffer with anxiety or depression or some kind of mental illness? Did you know that? It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's because our generation has no idea who they are. And we are called as followers of Jesus to train up our children to know who they are in Christ. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song called Forgiveness Groove. And this is a fantastic song. It goes like this. Now, you guys on stage, you're going to have to help me, all right? It goes like this. It goes, now we're going to hop to the left, but it's going to be to the right. Because if we hop to the left, it'll be there, right? And then it'll get really confusing. I just confused you. Here we go. It goes, we hop to the left. Boom, like this way. We hop to the right. Boom. We wiggle our hips. One hand on a hip, one hand in the air like a rock star. Wiggle our hips. And we hold on tight. You got to drive the car. Got that? It goes, we clap our hands. Clap, clap. We stomp our... Stomp two times. Stomp, stomp. We jump up and down. And this is what we cry. And this is where it gets real confusing. It goes, it's okay. It's okay. And then it goes, called the horsey ride. It goes, everybody move. The adults are going to be real excited about that bit. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody move. Because I'm... Here's why. I'm a child of the King. That's why I can forgive you. I'm a child of the King and I forgive you. And then you've got 7 seconds to pull out the worst dance move you know. Now, some people are like, man, this is not a party, Sean. We're in a church service. But I'll pray that some people would just get set free. And that God would just set you free from worrying about what people next to you think. And you can go shine Jesus. And people be like, whoa. Maybe Jesus is not as boring and religious as I thought. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to do this one last song. This is the last song of pain, I promise. I want you to jump to your feet. Come on, church. Let's show our kids we are not ashamed to follow Jesus. We know who we are. We're children of the Most High King. This song's called Forgiveness Groove. Look at the person next to you and say, I want to win that DVD. Here we go. Let's rock it out. Are you ready? Here it comes. A bit like this. All right, put your hands together. Come on, LMC, we got it. Here we go. So there's this kid named Johnny. He thinks he's super cool. He walks around acting like he's the boss of the whole school. He says, no, you can't play here. He says, no, you're no good. So I think that it's time we show him the forgiveness groove. You ready? We hop to the left. We hop to the right. We wiggle our hips. Now we hold on tight. We clap our hands. Stomp two times, stomp, jump up and down, and everybody cry. Here we go. It's okay. It's so this way. Everybody move. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody groove. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody move, 'cause I'm a child of the king, and I forgive you and dance. So Johnny, he just stands there. He don't know what to do. He turns around to find his friends to make some kind of move. They try to do it Gangnam. They try the Harlem Shake. But nothing seems to cut it. So we do it all again this way. Hop to the left. Now we hop to the right. And we wiggle our hips. Now we hold on tight. We clap our hands. Stomp two times. Stomp. Jump up. Now this is why we cry. We sing. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody move. It's okay. Okay. Everybody groove. It's okay. Okay. Everybody move, 'cause I'm a child of the king. Now I forgive you. We dance. We got it. 'Cause why is it always hard to believe that loving one another's how it's meant to be? Gotta forgive your brother and live in peace. Freely you've been given and freely you receive. Okay, LMC, here's what we're gonna do. We've got 7 seconds at the end of the song to show the person next to you how bad you can dance. This is it. It's a free dance party at church today. Rock what you got. Make Jesus loud. Let's rock. Because I'm a child of a king and I forgive you. Hey, give yourself a great hand this morning. Awesome. And a big clap for my awesome volunteers. You can have a seat, guys. Well done. Oh, that was the most embarrassing thing some people have ever had to do in church. Whew, wow. You guys have done so well this morning, and I found someone I'm going to give this away to. Before I finish, I really, really, really want to share a scripture with you this morning that's been on my heart. And I want to bring it up. It's from the book of Romans, chapter 12. And kids, I want you to really listen. Because, you know, like we can sing songs and we can dance and we can have fun. But it's actually all about Jesus. It really, really, really is. That's why my wife and I, we live in a caravan. We travel around this country because we passionately believe that Jesus is everything you need. Not just to incorporate Jesus into our life. And I want to show you why. Kids, I want you to look at this. Because if you can learn to believe right when you're your age, when you become an adult, man, what an amazing impact your life is going to have. Look at this. Church, would you look at this with me? Look at this. In view of God's mercy, or in view of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, paying for our sin, we don't get what we deserve. He took our punishment for us. Look at this. Offer your body or your life. The Message version says, give your everyday, your living, your breathing, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work. Give your whole life as a living sacrifice that's holy and pleasing to God. Listen to me carefully, church. God does not want just your heart. Because you can give him your heart and sin against him with your hand. You can give God your heart and sin against him with your words. There's plenty of people who get married out of lust rather than love and a commitment. Oh, I give you my heart, baby. I love you. Yet cheat on them. Yet lust for other people. Do things. You can love someone with your heart and still sin against them. And God said, I don't just want your heart. I want your life. I want your thoughts. I want your words. I want your actions. And I, for way too long, sat in church and gave Jesus my heart. And when it suited me, I would shine for him. But when I didn't feel like it, I wouldn't. And my words would not edify him. And I wasn't a bad guy. I was a nice person. I was a nice guy. I was a school teacher. I did love God. But he didn't have my everything. Because when he'd stir my heart to share my faith, I wouldn't. And it's then that I realized, wow, God, you actually don't have my everything. Because if you had my everything, when you asked me, I would walk it out. And here's why. Look at this. So don't conform to think like the ways of the world. The world has stress, anxiety, depression, fear. That's the world. But God says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means you can't follow Jesus and think like the world. You can't. You will never walk out what God wants you to be. God created you, for some of you, to be a chair. And you can accept Jesus, but if you think like the world, you're someone who kicks the chair like a soccer ball instead of living out what God wants you to be, which is this. This is where you find your purpose, your joy. You see, when you live out what God wants you to do, when things are hard, it doesn't become fearful and anxious because you realize that the Lord took all that on the cross for you. You realize he loves me. And you realize, Lord, I've got to learn to think the way you do. I've got to learn to see myself the way you do. I want to show you an illustration from the book of Mark. I'm not going to put it up on the scripture for you. I want to tell you a story about a guy called Jairus. Everyone say Jairus. Now listen carefully, it's in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21. Parents, when you go home, do me a favor, read it to your kids. Mark 5, 21, listen to me. There's this guy called Jairus, and he's a religious leader of the day in his town, and he's got a little girl, and she's really sick. Like really, really, really sick, and she's dying. And they've done everything they possibly can. The doctors can't help her, and Jairus hears this guy called Jesus claims to be the Son of God, and he does miracles. And so he leaves his dying daughter. You think he leaves the final moments where he could say goodbye to his daughter. He chooses to give that up for the chance to get a miracle. He leaves his daughter, and the Bible says he runs, and he comes, and Jesus is ministering, and he falls at Jesus' feet. And he pleads with him and he says, Jesus, would you please come and heal my daughter? I believe that if you come, that she will be well. And Jesus is doing stuff. He's ministering. But he stops what he's doing because he has compassion. And he says, I will come. And on their way there, Jesus is on his way with Jairus. Can you imagine how Jairus, the dad, is feeling? He's like, come on, Jesus, don't walk, run. Let's go. We've got to get this. This is my daughter. I know that if you come and pray for her, she'll be healed. But we've got to get there. And on the way, a woman walks past him. The Bible says a multitude followed. And this lady walked past and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Just touched Jesus' clothes. Now, there's lots of people when you walk in a crowd. And Jesus stops and says, hey, who touched me? And the disciples are like, Jesus, there's heaps of people around here. Of course people touch you. And Jairus, I can imagine what he's thinking. He's like, what are you doing? My daughter's dying. We've got to go. And it's this woman falls down at his feet and says, oh, it was me. It was me. I just believe that if I touched you, that I will be well. And Jesus says, go, your faith has made you well. On the way, Jesus stopped for a miracle. To touch someone else's life on the way to do another one. And you can imagine Jairus going, come on, Jesus, come on. Jairus is coming with Jesus. And he gets almost to his house and the servants come running out. And they say, Jairus, Jairus, it's too late. Your daughter is dead. It's too late. She's dead. Don't bother the prophet Jesus anymore. Send him on his way. I want you to imagine what Jairus would have felt in that moment. He had faith to come see Jesus. He gave up the dying moments of his daughter's life to come and get a miracle. Jesus says he's coming. And on the way back, it's too late. And I love Jesus' response. In the Word of God, Jesus says, don't fear, just believe. Jesus wants to encourage you on the way to your miracle, even if you haven't seen it yet. And he gets to the house, and they come out and they say, the daughter is dead. She's dead. And Jesus says, why are you all crying? Why are you weeping? She's not dead. She's just asleep. And I can't, and the Bible says that the people of the town, that his family mocked and ridiculed him and said, you fool. She's not sleeping, Jesus. She's dead. And so Jesus didn't let any of them come up. He took two disciples and Jairus and his wife, the girl's mom and dad, and took them upstairs. And he says, arise. And the Bible says the girl got up and came back to life. And she came downstairs. And I can imagine what every one of those people who mocked and ridiculed Jesus would have thought. Oh my goodness. She's alive. Jesus calls things that are dead as if they were alive. You and I, we get the privilege of speaking to things we don't yet see as though they were. Your kids who are away from Jesus, we get the privilege of saying, thank you, Father, my kids are coming back to you. We don't have to beg God. We can speak the good that we want to see. I want to show you in the Word of God. It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to put this up on the screen. I've got two verses I want to show you. Because it's not me making it up. This is how my wife and I, this is how we live. Look at this. It says, I have believed and therefore I spoke. So if you believe in your heart for something, then Father, I'm going to speak it into being. Look at Romans chapter 4 verse 17. I want to show you this verse. This is what Jesus did. It says this. It says, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that do not yet exist as if they did. The power of the Holy Spirit lives and breathes inside of you. And way too many of us give up on what we're believing for because we don't see it yet. Or we prayed once and it didn't happen. Kids, I want to tell you, God has put his Spirit in you. And we have the ability to speak life to those things that don't exist. Father, I thank you. My children are going to walk with you all the days of my life. I thank you, Lord, that we are going to be debt free in the name of Jesus. Even though I don't see how that's possible, I thank you that you're going to do it. That's the faith that we get the privilege to walk out. I thank you, Father, that you're going to pay my hex debt. I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to get an amazing job. I don't care that there's no jobs available for me right now. I don't care that I'm underqualified. I thank you that I believed it, therefore I speak it. My Father calls those things which don't exist as though they were. So I'm going to call my job into existence in the name of Jesus because I'm going to be renewed by the way I think. I'm no good. I'm not talented. I'm not that smart. I can't read properly. I can't do this. God, I thank you that you're going to help me at school. God, I thank you that even though I'm not brave and bold, I thank you that I have courage. This is the privilege that we get to be followers of Jesus. This is why people wanted to be around Jesus, because he walked it out. He lived it out. And I tell you, if the world saw that in you, in me, Jesus all of a sudden comes to life. Because the world hasn't seen that yet. And we get the privilege to walk it out. So right now, I want to invite the team to come and I want to just take a moment. Would you just bow your head with me in this service? We're going to close. And as we do, I just want to give you an opportunity that if you have never, ever, ever accepted Jesus into your life again, into your life, if you've never made him your personal savior, if you've never made a decision to make him the most important thing in your life, to surrender your life to him and say, Jesus, I know I need you. I want to follow you. Help me to think differently. Help me to speak differently. If you've never done that, then I want to give you a chance to do that today. I'm going to count to three. And I don't want to embarrass you, but if you'd say, Sean, would you pray for me this morning? I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. On the count of three, would you do something real brave? While no one's looking, would you just raise your hand so I could see it? And then you can put it back down. Not yet. On the count of three, if that's you. Are you ready? One, two, three. Is there anyone who would say, Sean, would you pray for me? God bless you, sir. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless. God bless you. You're so precious. God bless. God bless. God bless you, ma'am. I see you, precious daughter. You can put your hand down. God bless you. God bless. Many, many adults and children. God bless up the back. My boy, I see you. Thank you, Lord. Right now, church, I want to pray for these precious people. If you put your hand up, would you repeat this after me? And church, would you repeat it after me as well? Just say, Jesus, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you're for me. Today, I ask that you would forgive me of living a selfish life. And today, I choose to give you my whole life. Help me to think differently and see myself the way you see me. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Why don't we give all those people a great hand this morning? So good. Well, hey, I just want to say thank you so much for having me this morning. It is a privilege to speak and sow into your children and families. And I know I'm not your regular conventional preacher, but I want to thank you for being a generational church. And my wife and I, for the last 7 years, we've traveled Australia and had the privilege to minister to 500,000 children around the world. And in the next 7 years, God stirred our heart to believe for sevenfold increase, to call those things which don't seem possible as if they were. And if I keep doing what I was doing in the natural, it's not going to happen. But I thank you that God is able to provide all my needs according to his glorious riches, according to his ability. And thus is the peace of God will come over you. I want to stir your heart to believe in faith for God to do more in your life, more in your business, more in your family, more with your kids. And as we do that, we're believing for 3.5 million people to be impacted through our ministry. And if you would like to partner with us, we would love for you to sow into your kids and your grandkids through our resources and our music ministry. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a parenting ministry that we've just started. We're helping parents called Winning with Kids. It's on Facebook. Have a look at it. Just little video blogs on simple things you can implement at home with your kids, because we want to see a world-changing generation of kids come to know him and walk in his ways. So kids, you've been amazing today. I have chosen who I'm going to give this to. Believe it or not, I'm actually going to give up the back to the boy up the back sitting next to the young man there with the hat. With the hat. Can you see me? You. God loves you so much. God put you on my heart today. He loves you. You're amazing and you're so precious to him. Would you come and grab this? Give him a big hand. Come on. Awesome. Church, thank you for having me. My name's Sean. God bless.